on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
From his 2019 album American Love Song, that was Ryan Bingham with Jingle and Go. The album was a departure from his previous work, especially when you consider the low-key grit of the 2015's Fear and Saturday Night album. Another track from the American Love Song album that you might be a bit more familiar with is a track called Wolves. Now, Wolves was inspired in part by the March for Our Lives students who were dealing with grown men and women questioning their integrity on social media. The song was also featured on the TV series Yellowstone. Bingham sang Wolves as as the series character Walker, whom he plays on the show. You're listening to Night Shift, your weekly dose of country music each every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on Phoenix 98 FM. I've got planned for you all tonight a good old-fashioned mixtape of outlaw country. Both old wave and new wave outlaw music will be coming at you through the radio waves tonight. Later on in the show, I will be joined by UK outlaw artist James Dunn. I first met James about a year ago. A friend and I attended his EP launch in North London, met his parents, got to watch James perform live too. He's recently just released a new live track called Austin, which we will also be playing on the show later too. So definitely stay tuned for that. Our next artist, though, first began turning heads with her breakthrough 2017 debut album called Felony Blues, which chronicled her much now publicised battle of addiction and transformative journey through the criminal justice system. This track is taken from her 2020 album called Neon Cross. This is Jamie Wyatt with Rattlesnake Girl.
You love me, I got nothing left in turn. selfless empty bag of promises and second degree burns on the tips of my fingers from touching certain fruit that I never should have touched in the first place. Well, the sky is raining fire, but I think I'll go to bed, 'cause there ain't much you can do when it burns down on your head. Except pray and beg for mercy from this hell that you created on the corner of Satan and St. Paul.
Chasers. That was Emily Nenny with Can Chaser. The track is taken from her 2022 debut album called On the Ranch. Like most of the songs on the record, Emily Nenny co-penned Can Chaser with Mike Eli while staying on a ranch in Colorado with Eli's wife Anna and a group of hard-working female ranch hands. Before her time as a ranch hand, Anna was a barrel racer. Emily found inspiration to write Can Chaser after hearing a crude song about barrel racers. The song didn't quite sit that right with her, so she decided to write a positive song as a retort. Can Chaser by Emily Nenny, playing for you all on the night shift. Still to come on tonight's broadcast, I'll be joined by UK country artist James Dunn. I'll be talking with him about his time in the army, as well as his latest single called Austin. The next track I'm going to play for you all plays homage to outlaw music, but also experiments with a swamp pop soul kind of sound too. Charlie Crockett is known as one of the modern kings of country traditionalism, following in the footsteps of his heroes such as Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, the later of whom is actually a close friend and collaborator of Crockett's. Crockett's forthcoming album has just been announced. It's called $10 Cowboy. It's due out April 26th, and it offers plenty to chew on for fans of still guitar-driven honky-tonk music. Here's a teaser of the album for you now. Playing the title track, we'll listen to Night Shift with Charlie Crockett and $10 Cowboy.
I'm a $10 cowboy, maybe that's a fact. I got some inhibitions that might be holding me back. I've been seeing this portrait attached to a small fee. Oh, a $10 cowboy looks a lot like me. If you're a $10 cowboy, then you already know that there never was a rider who couldn't be thrown. Even Billy McLean fell off a time or two. He was a $10 cowboy who looked a lot like you. I'm a $10 cowboy, I play a little guitar. People always ask me if I'm a rodeo star. Doubt if I got 8 seconds, but I can sing you a song. Like a big bull rider, I'm steady holding on. $10 cowboy, he leads a colorful life. Don't you worry about him, he knows he'll only die twice. Like Billy McLean, he's the last of his breed. He's just a $10 cowboy who looks a lot like me. Them street corners, learning to stand behind this guitar. $10 was a whole lot of money. Cowboy, cowboy singer, both highly hazardous occupations. Look out.
woke up this morning with the blues around his head, an empty bottle in his hand, a stranger in his bed. So he rolled himself a smoke, tried to find his dirty clothes. How he ain't been killed yet, ain't nobody know. With a rope is long and hard, can't you see? Some of us are lucky just to be. And he always said, I ain't living unless I'm free. Bright chicks and evil women gonna be the death of me. He was down in Vegas on a Sunday afternoon. Said, come on, Papa Nick, a brand new pair of shoes. He blew all his money, and like the fool that he was, a safe way, came out $15. Well, the road is long and hard, can't you see? Some of us are lucky just to be. He always said, I ain't living unless I'm free. Fried chicken and evil women gonna be the death of me. Hip-hop. He fell in love with a woman on a bus. They rode down to New Orleans, had him a family. Now all six of his kids are out raising hell like him. And he's turning old and gray with nothing left to give. Well, the road is long and hard, can't you see? Well, some of us are lucky just to be. He always said, I ain't living unless I'm free. Now all these kids and this old gal gonna be the death of me.
tonight on the night shift, I have James Dunn. James, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I know I had the wonderful chance last year of going to your EP launch, and it was an amazing experience to watch you play live. And even during your set, you spoke about the inspiration between quite a lot of your songs. And I know that during your set, you briefly touched upon your time in the army. Your talent for music, was it something that you discovered while you were in the army?
No, definitely not. No, no. I listen to a lot of music. I think, you know, not just soldiers or forces personnel, but a lot of people can relate. Music is a therapy. So, yeah, but I didn't, you know, you're being kind with talent, but yeah, the music came a lot later.
And like you said there, you grew up listening to a mixture of music, a mixture of like American country music and Irish music too. What role did Irish music play in your day-to-day life?
I think my parents being Irish, you know, Irish expats, and that the sort of inspiration or the influence with that is sort of like stringed instruments, real, you know, full bands and everything like that. Depending on who you listen to, but if you listen to sort of like the Dubliners and everything, and Paddy Riley, artists like that, that, you know, and Christy Moore, a lot of it is predominantly acoustic, stripped back sort of folk music and storytelling.
And I think, like you said there as well earlier, in the show, you previously mentioned your time in the army, and a lot of outlaw country singers also have a history of being in the army as well. I mean, if you look at like the likes of Johnny Cash, he wrote Folks in Prison while he's in the army. And I know in turn you've also written a track called Duty. Is that your own time in the army, or is it reflective of just general stories within the unit?
Predominantly, you know, some of my experiences in the forces, and then obviously collectively, I suppose echoing sentiments of guys I served with and of other forces personnel I hadn't served with. And it's sort of questioning sort of, you know, was it a right life choice and everything, and, you know, seeing the darker side of countries, you know, it's like the military travel a bit, but you see the world for the wrong reasons, not the right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a reflection of that. And then obviously like the spiritual battle that comes from that, you know, whether you're going up or down.
Took a walk down the long dark road, and I wondered where you are. The soul was stolen from me, and it was locked in the mason jar. The Lord appeared before me and said, "Boy, did you live life well?" I said, "I done my time, and I done my duty, and I spent my time in hell." Back, I up to the war. When I come home, nothing be the same, and oh, that I'm sure. The Lord appeared before me and said, "Boy, did you live life well?" Said, "I done my time, and I done my duty, and I spent my time in hell." Feel to see the devil standing there with a mason jar in his hand. Said, "Your soul is mine, you've had your time, now come and receive your brand." I screamed, "I done my time, and I done my duty, and I spent my time in hell."
St. Peter received me at them gates. I put my time in hell. The Lord appeared before me and said, boy, did you live life well? Said, I done my time and I done my duty and I done my time in hell.
And that track, Duty, it's taken from your EP, and that EP is called Black Train. Black Train is the title of another track within that project. But why did you specifically choose Black Train to name your EP?
Duty was my first single I released. And then when I recorded the EP, Black Train was always going to be the second single that I released. And then I thought it was more prevalent to sort of name the EP after, you know, the Black Train EP, because I think it's the heaviest hitting song on the EP as well.
And I know that you describe your music as, a lot of people call it outlaw country. I know you call it new wave outlaw country, though, because your music doesn't really focus on the all-American dream that a lot of country pop mainstream music focuses on. However, how is new wave outlaw country different to the outlaw kind of country of like Willie Nelson and the Highwaymen?
In terms of outlaw, I think it's because I'm doing it the way I want to do it. I'll do it my way, independently of others, you know, regardless. And, it, you know, and I say what I think, you know, and I speak my mind. And, you know, if I've got things to say, I'll say it outright and I won't go behind closed doors and you know, bitch about other people and slag them off. I'd say it outright, you know, and that it's kind of reflected in my music. I've written other stuff and, you know, that'll be released, you know, the dates to be confirmed. There is other stuff in the pipeline that kind of echoes that sentiment towards everybody, I guess, you know, right or wrong.
And I think since I've seen you last year, you've been so, so busy since last year. You performed at this year's C2C Festival and you drew such a big crowd at your set at the Observatory. And I spoke with some attendees this year about how they would feel seeing a British act inside the arena. A lot of British acts were there this year, but they tended to be on the smaller stage on the outside. And there were a ton of mixed responses. Some people saying they would love to see a British act on the inside, maybe on the spotlight stage. Some people saying that they prefer to see the American artists in the arena. From your point of view, from where you actually performed at the festival, would you hope one day to see maybe yourself or another British act in the arena stage?
I think I have that dream is, you know, you're selling, I think as an artist, you'd be selling yourself short.
Yeah.
But I think there has to be a realistic expectation whether someone is deserving of playing up there. It's not a right to play up there, you know. And the thing is, I've seen the stuff that you have. I've seen similar things. You know, there was a bit of controversy shortly after C2C regarding that. And I can and echoing people's sentiments. You know, it's all about money to start off with. You know, and what people's engagement is with the crowd, what their following is going to be. Because if you put, say, a relatively unknown UK artist on the main stage even to open it, you're selling people short of this massive whole production, I guess. You know, and if you're not, I mean, there's some absolutely incredible American artists who have, you know, they've got half a million, over a million followers in the States anyway, and they were only on spotlight stages, and a lot of them were worthy enough of being on that main stage. It's just because we're bottlenecked occasionally over here of what we hear. The type of country music we hear is predominantly pop country, and as I say, I'd say what I think. When you start looking at the boys from Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, and you hear the music that they're playing, if they had more, you know, more time in the limelight, I guess, or more air time, and people would also follow them and they'd be hung up the bill. Same with some of us, but it's whether or not someone is writing authentic music that isn't just ticking boxes.
Now, country music, it's really often described as three chords and the truth. And I know that your truth is that you didn't always see yourself as being a country artist. For a very long time, you actually raced motorcycles semi-professionally. Will that ever play a role in your music? Will we ever get like a motor-themed EP or LP, kind of like a racing highway kind of soundtrack?
We won't have anything like Rascal Flatts, but yeah, I'm sure it will come. You know, it definitely come. Motorcycles have always been a massive factor in my life from an early age anyway. You know, I ride a Harley Davidson and stuff like that. And I've got, you know, some, you know, good friends who are, you know, if you jump onto my Instagram, you see some of my friends who ride motorcycles and everything like that. So, you know, it's a lifestyle. It's not playing at it.
Yeah.
You know, the motorcycle racing was basically leaving the army. I needed that adrenaline rush, so I got into that. And then, you know, again, it's money, it's checkbook racing. You know, I was self-funded throughout the whole of it, like I am with my music. So I don't see why there wouldn't be a motorcycle or themed track or EP, maybe, perhaps. I don't know, maybe an EP might be too much of it. I don't think everyone's into bikes, you know, but I mean, it worked for Colt O'Wall, you know, he wrote an amazing motorcycle, and then obviously Zach Bryan with Motorcycle Drive By, one of my favourite tracks, to be fair.
Black train, I never looking back. My shadow's always chasing me, it's tearing right up the track. I've done things I ain't proud of, I've done things to bring me shame. The only thing about it is I'll do them all again. Well, I'm gonna face the devil, I'm gonna grab him by the hand, gonna ask him why he wants to give me that there bloody brand. I'll cry out to the Lord above and I'll call him by his name. I got the devil by the tail now and I'll ride him back to hell again. Yeah, I'm gonna ride him back to hell again. I've had my share of trouble and I've had my share of pain. Every time I try to do it right, it always ends the same. One thing you can count on is the devil's always there, waiting for his chance to strike on the burdens that you bear. Well, I'm gonna face the devil, I'm gonna grab him by the hand, I'm gonna ask him why he wants to give me that there bloody brand. I'll cry out to the Lord above and I'll call him by his name. I got the devil by the tail now and I'll ride him back to hell again. Yeah, I'm gonna ride him back to hell again. To the cold dark night with a pistol by my side. Gonna drag that bastard in the mud and let them bullets fly. Then I'll jump back on the long black train in a boxcar in the back. My shadow's always chasing me, can I run my bloody past? Well, I'm gonna face the devil, I'm gonna
gonna grab him by the hand. I'm gonna ask him why he wants to give me that there bloody brand. I'll cry out to the Lord above and I'll call him by his name. I got the devil by the tail now and I'll ride him back to hell again. Yeah, I'm gonna ride him back to hell again. Back to hell again.
Now, you're going to actually be touring your current EP across the country this spring and this summer. For a lot of our listeners, our closest shows to see you will be the ones based in London.
I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of bookings. So I've got a residency in a North London pub, which is every third Wednesday of the month. You know, they can come down and see me there. And also I get another independent artist to play as well, so sort of spreading the love a little bit and getting other people sort of, you know, time to play in a London venue, especially one as prestigious as the Boogaloo. And then I've got in terms of Essex, I mean, not all dates confirmed yet. There should be some. It's finding the right venues in Essex. I'd love to play Essex. I mean, I've spent most of my military career in Essex. You know, I've got Rocking the Country in Peterborough in July. So there's that one coming up. I've got Live in the Living Room on the Bedford in Balham on the 7th of April. So that's Live in the Living Room Gives Back charity event. There's other artists there as well. There's different songwriters that are going to be there. So that'd be a good night out for everybody else. But it's just literally check the socials for dates because they can change at any time. Yeah, there's loads in Kent though, so we're only over the bridge if they're brave enough to brave it, you know, to go over.
And your current single, it's actually a live recording, your current single.
Yes.
Which is a very, very rare format for artists. A lot of artists will tend to release a pseudo version and then maybe re-release a live version as a special, but you've gone straight in for a live recording with this new song. And it's a track called Austin. Why did you choose to release it as a live recording before we might ever get to hear a pseudo version?
I think, you know, budget possibly, you know, was a part of that. And I'd done an interview with a group of guys, so Art of Bloomfield and another country artist called Alex Lane, and they've got a podcast called Continue Music. So it's like a Kent based you know, not just for country but for all sort of genres. And at the end, you know, there was a live recording of me playing the song, and the sound was recorded live. So and I thought, you know, that Austin, this song, it's about my late uncle and it meant a lot to me. And I thought, you know what, we'll release it. You know, no one else has done it. Why not? Well, you know, normally people release a live album, don't they? But I thought, well, you know, live song, crack on, let's do it and see where it goes. So
now we've got to play that track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
I'm James Dunn and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM and this is my latest single, Austin.
Calling. It felt like I stood a wall when you told me tree. You poke your head out the top and laugh along with me. There were good times so long ago. His name was Honesty.
On the night shift. I've been wanting to have James on the show for so long now. He's truly an artist who says it like it is. Three Chords and His Truth. Check out his EP called Black Train and be sure to treat yourself and check him out on his tour this summer. James Dunn on the night shift with his latest single there called Austin. Be sure to tune in again next week where I'll be joined by powerhouse songwriter and vocalist Kezia Hill. She'll be joining the night shift rockstar and discussing her latest single called Quarter Life Crisis, which she released with Wal Thomas. But for now, let's carry on with our Outlaw Country special from Eastern North Carolina. This is Will Morton with Gone for Good.
No one's talking here lately. It's too early to sleep. It's got me thinking about what we're gonna do about it if we keep on pushing it down deep. In the pit we made together never felt so alone. How do we come back after so long? How do we pick up the pieces, try to move on? How do we end up here after all? Started just two kids on the run. We didn't know much of the world, just a boy and a girl. Now we've got two kids of our own. This house we made together don't feel much like home. So try to move.
Cigarette smoke silhouettes most under streetlights in lamppost. When the sun's down, outside of town where the lonesome lose all. I was born to run, you were made to stay, so hold me close. Can't lose you, and I choose you, so don't let me go. I'm a dreamer, a faith believer, and I'm always gonna need a little more. On a highway southbound driving, you still feel like home. Well, I'm trying to live outside my head, I'm on the road. Holding on tight, hope I don't lose sight of where I'm trying to go. Make some noise and hope to God he hears our plea. Right now, I know somehow we'll make it and be free. Oh.